Nachem Adam Perak Yud Mishnah Aleph Hanetkim Mitamim Bishnei Shavuos Ubishnei Simanim Beseir Tov Daak Uva Pishim. A Nesek, which is a nega that appears in a bald spot that has developed in somebody's hair or in somebody's beard, that nega, no matter what appearance it is, would be tummy, as opposed to a nega that appears on somebody's skin would have to be a certain shade of white for it to be tummy. But a nega that appears in a bald spot that has developed in somebody's hair or somebody's beard, no matter what shade it is, it would be tummy. And a person who has such a nega, if there is no simen tuma, he would be tummy muskler. He'd be locked up for up to 2 weeks to see if a simen tuma develops. And what are the simani tuma for a nesek? There are two simani tuma: thin yellow hair that appears in the nega, and also the spreading of the nega would be a simen tuma. B'seir tzov dak lakoi katsir divrei Rabbi Akiva. Akiva explains what type of yellow hair is a simen tuma in a nesek. Thin yellow hair that is withered and short, that is a simen tuma, according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Oimer, afilu arav. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, if there is thin yellow hair in the nesek, even if that thin yellow hair is long hair, it's still a simen tuma. But that which the Torah tells us, that the yellow hair in the nega, which is a simen tuma, has to be thin yellow hair. The Torah is not telling us it has to be short. The Torah is just saying it can't be thick hair. But as long as the hair is thin, even if the hair is long, it would be a simen tuma, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Ma halashin oimrim? Dak makol zeh? Dak kana zeh? What do people mean when they term a rod as being thin? Or they term a reed as being thin? What do they mean when they say that it's thin? Dak lakoi katsur, o dak lakoi arach. When they say that the rod or the reed is thin, do they mean to say that it's thin and it's short? Or do they mean to say that it's thin, but it could be even long? Certainly, when somebody says that a rod or a reed is thin, they don't necessarily mean that it's short. They mean it's thin, but it could be long as well. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is trying to bring a proof to what he's saying, which he is saying that when the Torah said that the yellow hair in the nega, which is the simen tuma, has to be thin, the Torah isn't necessarily saying that it's short. Because we see that when somebody terms something as being thin, they don't necessarily mean that that thing that they're terming is short. They mean to say that it's thin, but it could be even long. So therefore, in this case also, the yellow hair in the nega, even though it's long, would be a simen tuma as long as it's thin. Amalei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Acha anu lemeide min akana nilmad min asar. Dak saro shoploni, dak lakui kasar, lo dak lakui arach. Rabbi Akiva said, why are you bringing a proof from rods and from reeds for? We're not referring to rods and reeds, we're referring to hair. So I'll bring you a proof from the way people term thin hair. When somebody says that such and such a person's hair is thin, what do they mean to say? They mean to say that it's thin and short. They don't mean to say that his hair is thin and long. So we see that when somebody terms somebody's hair as thin, they mean to say it's thin and it's also short. So therefore, when the Torah said that yellow hair in the nesek is a simen tuma, and the Torah said that that yellow hair has to be thin to be a simen tuma, the Torah means to say that it has to be thin and also short to be a simen tuma. Second Megillah, Parak Yud, Mishnah Beis, Seir Tzohov Dak, Mitamei Mechunas Umufuzim. We had in the previous Mishnah that somebody who has a nesek, a nega, that appeared in a bald spot that has developed in his hair or his beard. And the Mishnah taught us that thin yellow hair that appears in the nesek would be a simen tuma. And this Mishnah teaches us that thin yellow hair in the nesek is a simen tuma, whether it's mechunas, that the two yellow hairs are next to each other, or whether it's mefuzer, whether the two yellow hairs in the nega are far apart from each other, that one yellow hair is on one side of the nega and the other yellow hair is on the other side of the nega, even so it would be a simen tuma. Umavutzer ushalo mavutzer. And yellow hair is a simen tuma in the nega, whether it's mavutzer, in the middle of the nega, surrounded by the nega, or whether it's not mavutzer, but it's on the periphery of the nega, right on the edge of the nega, so too, in such a case, it would be a simen tuma. Hafuch ushalo hafuch, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Yellow hair is a simen tuma in the nega, whether the nega is what turned the hair to yellow, meaning to say that the nega first appeared and only after that did the hairs inside the nega turn yellow, or whether the nega did not turn the hairs yellow, that the yellow hairs existed before the nega appeared, even in such a case, the yellow hairs would be a simen tuma, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Eimer Eino Metame Elohaf. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says that only if the nega turned the hairs yellow would the yellow hairs be a siman tuma. Only in such a case that the nega was there first and only after that the hairs inside the nega turned yellow are the yellow hairs a siman tuma. Amar Rabbi Shimon Udinhu. Rabbi Shimon says, I will bring a Kal Vachomer to prove that I am correct, that only in such a case that the nega turned the hairs yellow are they a siman tuma. Maim Seir Lover She'ein Seir Acher Matzol Miyadu Eino Mitame Elohofa. If white hair, which is a siman tuma and a nega that appears on somebody's skin, that no other hair can protect white hairs from becoming a siman tuma, meaning to say that if somebody has a nega on his skin and there are white hairs in that nega, even if there are other hairs in that nega, that's not white hairs, also black hairs in that nega, even so that would not stop the white hairs from being a siman tuma. Yet even so, white hairs is only a siman tuma if the nega turned the hairs white, if the nega was there before the hairs turned white. Only in such a case as white hairs a siman tuma on a nega that appears in somebody's skin. Sar tzov dak shesar acher matzul miyado enu din shelo yitame elahafo. So in this case, that we're referring to a nega that appears in the bald spot that develops somebody's hair or head, we're referring to a nefek, which in such a case, yellow hairs is a siman tuma and a nefek. And the din is that other hairs would stop the yellow hairs from being a siman tuma. As it din is, the yellow hairs is only a siman tuma and a nefek if there aren't other hairs of other colors inside the nega. If there are two black hairs in the nega, even if there are also two yellow hairs in the nega, the two yellow hairs would not be a siman tuma, as the two black hairs would stop the yellow hairs from being a siman tuma in such a case. So certainly, the yellow hairs should only be a siman tuma if the nega turned the hairs yellow, only if the nega was there first, should the yellow hairs be a siman tuma. As white hairs that appear in the nega on somebody's skin is more chomer, is more stringent than the siman tuma of yellow hairs. As a siman tuma of white hairs is a siman tuma, even if there are also black hairs in the nega. And yet, even so, white hairs is only a siman tuma if the nega was there first, and only after that the hairs turned white. So certainly yellow hairs, which is cow, which is more lenient than white hairs, if yellow hairs is only a siman tuma if there aren't two other black hairs in the nega, so certainly the yellow hairs should only be a siman tuma if the nega was there first, and only after that the hairs turned yellow. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol makom shetarach loimer hafoch, amar hafoch. Avo hanesa shenemar bo lo haya bo seir tzov. Mitame hafu ushalohaf. Rabbi Huda responded to the Kal Vachomer Rabbi Shimon, and he said that any time the Torah wants to tell us that the simani tuma is only a siman tuma if the nega turned the hairs white or yellow, the Torah specifically says hafu, that the nega turned the hairs into a different color. But by nesek, the Torah does not use the word hafu. The Torah does not say that the nega turned the hairs yellow. The Torah says that there was not yellow hairs inside the nega. That if there were no yellow hairs inside the nega, then we don't have a siman tuma. So therefore we see the Torah does not mention anything about hafa. It doesn't say that the nega turned the hairs yellow or that the nega didn't turn the hairs yellow. So therefore, yellow hairs is a siman tuma. Whether it's hafa, whether the nega turned the hairs yellow, or whether it wasn't hafa, even in such a case that the yellow hairs were there before the nega appeared, the yellow hairs would still be a siman tuma.